This week on Best Friend Energy.
He was like, Clea is a talker. She's a drinker. Yeah. I know she has to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
All the time.
You had three strikes, Clea. It's amazing you got invited, honestly.
I had three strikes, and then I had the extra strike with you because he knew that we would be talking.
Right.
We were goners.
I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
And this is Best Friend Energy. On the show today, it's Joanna and me. We're going to talk about concert etiquette and why it seems like people have forgotten how to behave at shows lately. Of course, we'll also take your DMs, but first we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
Joanna.
Yeah.
We need to talk about concerts for a second. First of all, concerts have dominated the summer, right?
Yeah.
Beyonce, that's right. Taylor Swift. I mean, we have all been to, actually, have you been to any concerts this summer?
No, not we of all.
Not a one. Okay. Just the rest of the world. But okay. But that's Joanna right. has not. So she's going to maybe have to abstain from this conversation. But
No. I have feelings. Just because I wasn't partaking doesn't mean I don't have feelings about all of it.
Well, I feel like this summer, the things that you wear, everything has been like a huge part of, I feel like, the culture, like all of society right now is like what era are you wearing, right?
Yeah,
so it's like, right. It's a whole thing.
Yes.
So I think I also wanted to talk about what people are doing wrong at concerts.
At concerts. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. There is an etiquette, right?
There is actual etiquette, I believe. I think a lot of people believe. And there's been some like weird missteps with it also. Like, have you seen all the news stories about how people are like throwing things at artists?
I have seen those news stories with like the artists breaking their nose and stuff.
It's actually crazy.
People just forget how to behave in society because they were locked up in COVID for so long or what?
So that is actually, okay, that's an interesting point. There is a story in the Huffington Post where people, they say that pandemic life had like a lot of newfound appreciations for things because like we didn't go to movies, we didn't go to concerts, we didn't go to theme parks, you know?
Right.
So like now everyone is like flocking to them. But also during the pandemic, we forgot how to behave like human beings, you know? Like, so I think that it's like a double-edged sword. Everyone's like out and about and wanting to like live their best lives, but like forget how to interact in public.
That's
you
right.
know?
I think that's right.
So here are some things that that are deemed like inappropriate, poor etiquette, incorrect behavior. And let's go through them, see if we agree, if we disagree. And then as a very special treat to our listeners, I'm going to explain what I had to deal with growing up in my house because my father has a very specific list of concert etiquette himself.
Yeah,
that he
has
had
his own article, his own
book.
Yeah, that's right.
His own etiquette guide to concerts. He takes it all very seriously. I have had to live with this. I have photographic proof.
I know. I have been fortunate enough to experience one concert and you
witnessed it.
And you know what concert it was?
I do. It wasn't Simon and Garfunkel.
No,
it was not. Paul Simon.
That's right. Half of Simon and Garfunkel. It was so fun. Anyway, we can get into that too.
Yes. So Joanna is not a huge concert goer. In, I think, the last 8 years, I've been to 2 shows with you.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. In the last 8 years, have you been to more than 2 shows with anyone?
I've seen Brandi Carlile in the last 8 years.
Okay. All right. That's one.
And what other one did we see together?
We saw Ariana Grande because she was in town.
That's right.
And
that's right. Look
at me. I don't know if people know this, but I used to work with Ariana. So we've been friends since she was like 13 years old. So took Joanna to see the show. And at the time, that was very actually early on in our friendship.
It was 2015, I think.
And I didn't know what a big deal it was for you to be at a like, I thought that that's like what people do is like go to shows. I didn't know that it was like once in 20 years.
Yeah, it was a blue moon situation.
Yeah. I had no idea.
You're right.
I would have made a bigger deal of it had I known.
Well, we'll save that for the third time around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's some etiquette. I won't even say do's and don'ts. I think they're all pretty much don'ts.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. So this is what etiquette experts are saying is rude.
Okay.
Getting too drunk.
Obviously.
I think that that is rude, but I want to emphasize the two because I think that getting a little tipsy is part of a concert going experience.
The word is two in there, T-O-O.
No one likes someone when they're too drunk. It is just annoying for everyone
Zero
around.
People.
And I actually get really stressed when people get too drunk because I feel like they're always about to throw up. So I right. I get like extra nervous about it. So nothing sobers me up quite as much as someone else looking like they're about to throw up. I lose my mind. Like duck and cover.
Oh my God, I can't with you. Okay.
It's true.
Number two, talking during the whole show.
Oh, and this right. goes right into my dad. But I will.
You're saving it for the end.
I'll save it. Unless you think I should intervene. No, let's save it. Let's
okay.
go through
all right, all right. We can save it. No, you absolutely, especially if you're close to the front. Again, no for talking the whole show. But also, if you're near the front, it is so rude.
Yes, I think it's so rude for like the performer.
Yeah.
And that people act as though they can't see them. Yes,
yeah,
they can.
You can. Unless you're like way in the back and it's a huge, if it's a stadium, okay, fine.
But still, talking the whole time, why are you there?
That's right. Why are you there? Okay. All right. Agreed.
So the next one is being on your phone too much. And I want to break this up a little bit because right now we live in an age where they're not on their phone to disengage. They're like basically recording songs and moments. And
illegally.
It is, does it have to be, they're not distributing it necessarily, but I unless there's signs that say you're not allowed
okay.
to
you know,
take pictures.
I take all of this very seriously.
I know, but unless there are signs yeah. saying you're not allowed to take pictures okay. or video, uh-huh. it is not illegal.
Okay.
I mean, don't post a video on YouTube and like, you know, I mean, the artists end up taking those down usually, but like my daughter at a Taylor Swift show, she's like screaming and crying the whole time and taking 10 million photos and 10 million videos. I mean, just for her own personal yeah. enjoyment.
Okay. All right.
But so it's a little hard. I think being on your phone in like a dismissive way, like if you're like texting the whole time mm-hmm. is I think super, super rude. But Miranda Lambert just called out a fan at her show because they were like attempting to do an entire like photo shoot with her behind them, you know, like posing and whatever. And she was like, could you guys just be here to like listen to the music? Like stop with your selfie station. It's rude to her.
Yeah.
And like it's yeah. annoying for everyone around. They're standing, totally. They're being rude.
Yeah.
So I think it's disrespectful. But the phone thing I think is like, it depends on like what you're doing on your phone. I will say one of the best things I've ever seen was at one of the Taylor shows we went to. We were on the floor, okay? Floor seats are very expensive. Mm-hmm. And there was clearly a dad that brought his daughter or daughter's friends, you know, whatever, multiple yeah. girls. And everyone is dancing, standing on their feet, screaming at the top of the lungs. He is sitting in his chair on his phone with an AirPod in watching an episode of Suits.
Oh my God.
I was dying. I was like, yes, sir. Yes, you are totally within your right. You paid money to come to a Taylor Swift show to watch an episode of Suits.
Wow.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go for
All
it.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone, as long as you're not disrupting anyone else or being rude to the
that's
performer.
That's the main thing, is not disrupting other people.
Yes. Okay. Doing your own Ooh. Performance.
What is that even? Like?
I think it means
singing like, out loud.
Singing out loud, but also, I don't know, like just like way overly into it. Like, are you like dancing? Are you doing choreo?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
That's going to
be a Taylor show. Taylor show, everyone does.
I don't know.
Not
how
so
you,
much the choreo, but like.
I don't know how you draw the line there.
I don't know how you draw the line either. I think doing your own performance, again, as long as you're not disrupting anyone, I feel like it's like
I think
all
that's
fun
the bottom
games.
Line. It's like, are you disrupting other people or are you just having fun yourself?
Right. And like, don't take anyone's fun away.
Yeah.
Okay, blocking people's views. All right, I also actually feel pretty strongly about this because it is your seat, it is your ticket. If you want to stand, that is your right. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter if people behind you don't want to stand. They can get up, they have knees.
But also, don't wear big hats.
Okay, but that's neither here nor there.
It said blocking people's views. It didn't say specifically, that's where my head went.
okay, sure. You don't want like a Coco Cabana, fruit display on your head. But generally, it's about standing.
Yeah.
So this just happened at an Adele concert.
Okay.
Not a big hat. There was a fan who wanted to stand and sing and enjoy himself. And security kept bothering him. Adele stopped the concert and and said, what are you doing to him? He wants to stand. Let him stand. Like, let him enjoy himself. She literally was like, stop the concert. Stop bothering him. Okay, showing up smelly. I think that this is not just concert etiquette. I feel like this is like life etiquette. Like, please don't show up
smelly.
Honestly,
I think these are all like, I think these are applicable to pretty much everything out in public is what I'd like to say.
Do you say applicable, not applicable?
Okay.
But now I don't know.
Let me think about that. All right. The last one on this one, shoving your way out when it's over. Okay. Just leave
that's
early.
You.
No, I would leave early. I would never shove. I would just leave early. That's not fair. Not fair to shove. Absolutely leave early.
I think so too. Even in this whole dialogue is really just about Taylor Swift, but in the first show that I went to, I was so nervous about getting out because there was so much traffic getting in. And like, it was the very first, it was the opening show. So who knew, right? Like about anything. I made Stella leave 3 songs early.
I get it.
Which is... we still talk about it. She's still pretty upset about it.
No, here's the thing. I know I need to leave early. That's on me. I need to get out of there. Everyone is leaving at the same time. You don't push them. Like, we're all in this together at that point.
I feel like if you choose to stay, you have to like swim upstream.
Yeah.
Like a little salmon.
You wait in line. It's the queue.
And you just have to see yourself out. And that's just the way it is. And if you want to get out of there, you just have to leave before the last song. Let's take a quick break and we will be back to talk about my dad at concerts.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
So let's talk about what is always everyone's problem when they're around my dad. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about this.
Wait, should we first talk about the Paul Simon concert to set the scene?
Sure. I think that that's appropriate. So Joanna and I, this was back in probably like 2018. Okay. It doesn't matter. It was years ago.
Yeah, it does not matter.
Okay.
It absolutely doesn't matter.
It has no bearing on the story at all. So my parents invited Joanna and me. We were in LA filming and they invited us to the Paul Simon concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Now, if anyone listens to this podcast and knows Joanna, Simon and Garfunkel is like her favorite. It's like her jam, right?
All
of her hits. But Joanna dislikes concerts so much that she actually had to be talked in to going to the Paul Simon show.
Which is also funny because Jeremy literally his life is going to concerts.
But we were like even close to the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah,
this was like no sweat off our back at all. So anyway, we were excited once we finally like got Joanna on board. And so we get there, we get our snacks, we get our drinks. It's like, you know, at the Hollywood Bowl, you get like a little picnic situation.
I love the Hollywood Bowl. I do.
The Hollywood Bowl is magical. I would see someone just read the phone book at the Hollywood Bowl.
I agree with that. Perfect.
Beautiful temps. It was amazing. So we're all with our stuff and we're just like following my parents like along to the seats. And we get there and they start going into their row. And so Joanna and I just start following them into their row.
Right, because we all got seats together.
Right. But we didn't.
No.
My parents stopped us and said, you guys are actually sitting back there. So, yeah. but hold on. I know everyone's probably like, well, a lot of times you have to, you know, when you buy a bunch of seats, you have to get them separated. You have, you know, sometimes the tickets are, nope. This was a purposeful decision to make sure that they were watching this show without us standing next to them.
Right.
And the reason is because my father has deemed us, you know, some people are deemed like a flight risk. We are a concert disturber, as he would.
He thinks we're one of these people on this list.
Yes. He considered us, he already predetermined that we would disturb his show. So he placed us at a different section of the Hollywood Bowl. It wasn't even like separated by mere seats.
No.
It was in a my parents were so far away from us.
We were in a different tier.
Yes, we were in a different tier from them.
We could see them. You had took pictures of them from behind.
They were all the way down near the front, and we were all the way back. Again, not for any other reason other than we might disturb their concert listening experience.
Right.
So, okay, now let me backtrack just a little bit more. When my dad invites people to shows in general, his favorite band in the world is the Grateful Dead. He cares very, very deeply about these shows, and he will invite as many people as he can to see a Dead show because he wants to like evangelize the Dead's music. And when I say invites like everyone, I am not exaggerating when I say he has invited a person who cuts his hair. I mean, he invites, I believe, Jimmy from Tony's Liquor, which is the liquor store that was near their house. Anyone who he thinks might be a person that could like the Grateful Dead, he invites. Now, when he does that, that comes with a seating chart, right? Because if you have, and when I say invites people, I mean, he invites like 20 to 30 people, like a lot of people.
He takes it so seriously. It's like the Thanksgiving table.
It's more than that. It's like a wedding assignment, like actual wedding. So you guys, it's amazing. So he prints out a map of the stadium, okay, of like all the seats. And then he highlights his section, right? So he can see all of his seats at once. Then he starts to place people in the seats based on their height, how often they sing along to songs, if they're drinkers, if they're people who have to go to the bathroom frequently. So he literally has like, oh, these people over here, they're going to be at the bar, so they're far away from me. These people over here, they make frequent bathroom breaks. they're going to have to, you know, they're going to block my view as they go.
Surveys prior.
Yes.
Like how many times do you go to the bathroom within an hour?
When you show up to these shows, he will be like, you're in the bathroom column, or like you're over. So it's like everyone knows what their fault is, you know? And it's just like, it's so wild.
God.
Okay. So here's the picture I'm going to show you guys, because if all of this wasn't enough, where he loses his mind is what's not in his control, which are the concert goers around him. So don't worry. He had business cards printed that say, please be so kind as to, please, in all.
Oh, it is. Underlined.
Bold and underlined.
Yeah.
Please, ... be so kind as to limit your conversation to between songs. Your voices are louder and more disturbing than you realize. Thank you kindly.
Now, does he get this out? I love it. Does he get this out prior to someone misbehaving, or like, is this given in advance, or like at what part of the night?
It's like I don't play soccer, but like when you get carded,
it's a ticket. It's a warning.
It's a ticket. So
you're getting a warning from the cop. Like, don't do this again.
John and I have gotten one.
No.
Okay.
So John and I have gotten one. Save them just for strangers. You can get them as a family member too.
You know, yes, actually you can. I just want to. So like, this is a personal copy that I have. We've all gotten them, but it is wild to watch him
amazing.
Because what he does too is he'll fume for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he won't just immediately. So he gives a lot of like aggressive stares and like a, you know, like kind of face. And then the card comes out. So,
and then what happens after the card? Like, how do people usually react once the card comes out?
Is shock. I mean, what can you imagine if someone gave you this card? Can you even fathom?
No, I mean, I got a mean ticket, not a ticket, like a mean note on my car once, and I'm still not over it.
So imagine getting carded at a concert from a distinguished gentleman.
Who, are they letterpress? Like, what's the print style on these? Like, on the business cards, are they like very serious? Are they engraved cards? Are they just printed on the computer?
Are they like letterpress?
Yeah.
They're not letterpress, but they're professional business cards.
Okay.
Like, they're not, this is not like a flimsy piece of printer paper.
Okay. So he did not print this from home. This is like a quantity print mat, like 250 or above.
Yes. You know what else he just did that my mom just told me about, not having to do with concerts, but he had bumper stickers printed or stickers printed to hand out to people about stopping at stop signs. It's like he really, when is he
giving those out?
I don't know. And I haven't received one yet, but I'm like, Rick, like you can't just be like handing me, oh God, I don't know. Like one of these days is just not going to go well. You know?
I just wish I could see the people's faces. Like, are they like, oh shoot, you know, we're now in trouble. We better like really watch our behavior. Or are they like, ah.
I think it usually goes from shock to like nudging each other and like,
right. Like, right. Well, he doesn't ask for the cards back, so you get to keep it. So technically, it could be pass it on to the next person, too.
That's true. No, he has never asked for the card back. I think he wants it as a constant reminder. I think he, in his head, imagines that people take the card, put it in their wallet, and take it out and contemplate it at every single show.
Right. Oh
my God. That's, I think, his goal.
It's amazing. I'd love to know the quantity that he ordered, like on the first batch.
Oh, well, we've organized my dad's office.
I know. I've seen all the charts before for the
Yes. So you can imagine how many cards. It was definitely like a large bundle, I would say.
Okay.
That he ordered.
God, I love this so much.
And you're right. Joanna's seen on the inside of his office cabinets, he has every venue they attend printed out. Highlighted sections of where he wants to be. And now you know those highlighted sections also include where he is going to place people.
That's right.
And because we didn't fall within that highlighted range, they placed us in a different section.
Non-highlighted section.
Yes. We didn't even get a highlight.
I know.
That's how much he was like, Clea is a talker. She's a drinker.
Yeah.
I know she has to go to the bathroom all the time.
You had three strikes, Clea. It's amazing you got invited, honestly.
I had three strikes, and then I had the extra strike with you because he knew that we would be talking.
Right. So really four strikes.
We were goners.
Yeah.
You know what? I should have known, actually, before we even got there that we would be – I'm surprised he allowed us at the Hollywood Bowl. Like, and not, like
– He could have gotten the second night. Like, he could have gotten us tickets. Right.
Well, you know –
Live and learn
something
maybe.
New every day. You live and learn. Okay. Well, that was a very long and lively conversation.
I know. Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, we are back and we're going to take some DMs.
Okay.
So this one is from Shannon. She says, I have a flying tip. Ooh, I'm so excited. Same. I have a flying tip for y'all. I am an occupational therapist and this actually works for me. You want to feel as grounded as possible because it actually helps your neurological system process all the crazy movement through your inner ear. So push your feet flat on the floor, push your butt down into your seat, push forearms onto armrests, squeeze armrests with your hands. I feel like I'm picturing myself, and this is like all the things that I'm doing, but squeeze armrests with your hands, push head and back into seat, and chew gum. Okay, that one I didn't see coming. Okay. The chew gum I didn't see.
Okay.
Wait, so let's think about this for a minute because I'm actually picturing myself on, there's
clenching?
A ride. Well, no. Well, there's a ride at Disneyland. It's like the Avengers ride or something where it used to be called House of Terror or something, where basically it's like a giant building and the whole concept is like an elevator that
I've seen that one. Yeah.
Goes up to the top and then goes down and in the middle and down again. And it's anyway.
You don't know when it's going to drop or go up or how far.
Correct. So the only thing you can do is like you slam your head against the back of the seat, grip the armrest.
You choose this.
I've stopped choosing it because I don't like
it. Okay. I mean, we'll save that for another time. I just don't understand why. Okay. Anyway.
I actually agree with you on this one. Like I did it a few times And the last time I was like, I actually hate this feeling. Like, why am I choosing?
I can't believe you've ever chosen it.
Because it's like, in my mind, I love a roller coaster when it's fun. But the second it stops being fun and just starts being like,
it sounds like a horrible plane ride that's turbulent and unpredictable. I hate the idea of this.
Yeah. No, it's not. I don't like it, actually. I just want to be clear about that.
But these are the tips that you do.
So, Joanna, you actually do the opposite. You get down. You crouch as low as possible to the ground. Remember you started gripping my calves?
Yes, I did. No, it's not even about being close to the ground. It's about having less distance between your stomach and your legs. So you don't drop. You don't have that dropping feeling. So if you're more compacted, I can bring my legs to my stomach also. It does help.
Okay, but this is saying to not do that.
That's
to
right.
To push everything down. Basically. So
well,
like,
you know what? We don't know. As Marlo would say, you never know until you give it a go. We're going to have to try this.
That's right. Although when it gets turbulent, all bets are off. We're just loosey goosey, screaming.
Whatever you have to do. I'm going to try this because no doubt, I'm sure we'll have a turbulent flight. But the chew gum piece is interesting.
Well, I know it's supposed to help for like your ears.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then okay. But that's a separate issue.
I'm willing to try anything.
Same.
Ultimately, I just hope I'm asleep. That's my trick for turbulence is to just not be aware of it. But yeah, I will try this. Okay, Debbie wants to know, how do you fold bathing suits, both one and two pieces? So this is not like that intuitive. And I feel like everyone has a different process. Joanna, do you have a specific way?
Two pieces I like because they're like underwear. And I like folding underwear because they're just like tiny little balls. Not balls. No, not balls, but like there's like a easy little system and they're happy little guys. So to me, a two piece is easier than a one piece. One piece.
Do you want to just so people aren't picturing swimsuit balls, do you want to like elaborate on like what you like, how you fold them?
Fold the sides in, fold the bottom in, and then it becomes like it's not
sides
really
in, bottom up.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's my memoir.
Sides in, bottom up. So it's just, it's like a compact little folded friend.
That's right.
Yeah. Not a swimsuit ball. It's a folded friend.
No.
Right. Okay. So bottoms are easy. The tops are not necessarily that easy. Just like folding a bra. It sucks.
It sucks. There's, you know what? You just do the best you can and you put it with the bottoms and so that they're always like a happy little set.
So one thing that I am kind of obsessed with, we actually posted this on our feed a few days ago. I think it's listed in like our August favorites or something, but you can buy these pouches and actually fold the swimsuits into the pouches and line them all up kind of like file folded. So that way the bathing suit items themselves aren't just like loosey goosey in the drawer.
Right.
You know, like they actually, and you can, it's really easy to pack. You just like grab the little pouch, put them in. And that way everything stays super organized and contained and looks really nice when you open the drawer. And, you know, you just organize each bathing suit that way. And that way all the components and parts kind of go together.
I love it.
That's what I like. I just want to say, I do not own a massive amount of bathing suits.
Yeah, same.
I'm not like a bathing suit collector. I don't know.
Nor am I.
I don't know if anything about me shows otherwise, but
Yeah. I have as few as possible. I mean, I kept my maternity one for like 4 years after my second child was born.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. So what? So the bathing suit has a little ruching.
I know.
Who cares?
I was like, great. It's big on me.
Yeah. Who cares? Who cares?
Not for me.
That's how we organize bathing suits. Okay, guys, that's it for this episode. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with all new episodes in October. Until then, of course, we always love to hear from you. So DM us at Best Friend Energy on Instagram or TikTok, or always reach out at bestfriendenergypod.com. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us on Best Friend Energy. We're back every Tuesday with a new episode.
Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Best Friend Energy.
Best Friend Energy is a Hello Sunshine and Sony Music Entertainment production.
Engineering and mixing by Nashville Audio Productions.
Our senior producer is Rebecca Kaufman.
Our associate producer is Cami York.
Our executive producer is Sarita Wesley.
Our executive producers at The Home Edit and Hello Sunshine are Lauren Lagarde, Hillary Franchi,
and us. See you next time. Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts.
Oh, yes, I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know, once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training. But from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the home edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers cash, no cash value.